six or seven minutes after the hour. Present are Senators French, Michiki, Fairclough, and Dyson. Senator Diesel has some medical issues that she's dealing with, and hopefully will be well and better. We have a staff, Ann Kruckelberg and Claire Gross. Thanks for helping us, ladies. It's always good to have the A team here. And Carl Wisenhan is committee aide. And so we only have one bill on the table today. That's House Bill 246, Kramer's Field Waterfowl Refuge. I see the sponsor is here. Would you care to come forward, Doc?
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, before you, we have HB 246, which is the Kramer's Field Waterfowl Refuge Bill. Basically, this is a housekeeping bill. Pretty straightforward. There's four lots of land that were deeded over to the refuge starting in 2001, and that time period all the way up. I think the last one was somewhere in 2010. So this property is owned by the refuge. But since in statutes under refuge, you have to put the boundary lines in to make it a refuge. And so that's what we're doing here. And so if you're a surveyor and you like that kind of reading, read this bill, because that's what it is. You'll find out the numbers.
Please identify yourself.
Oh, I'm sorry. Representative Higgins, District 5.
That's who you are.
That's who I know. I'm sorry. It was a late night last night. Okay, what was that? Well, anyways, about the reading, if you read the bill, it's just survey marks and numbers to let them know where the boundaries are. Our main concern was the multi-use of the property. We wanted to make sure that it stayed that way, the skiers and the mushers and the dog trainers and even some little trapping on the property that was there. And we've got that basically from Fish and Game and DNR basically stating that multi-use will stay in place, that they're not planning on changing any of that. Hasn't been changed in years. Like I said to begin with, it's just a little housekeeping here. And we're going to make it into the refuge that now the refuge will have control of it because it'll be put in statute.
Are there questions for Representative Higgins? Senator Fairclough.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative Higgins, is there any claims on the property for something else? We've had quite a few native allotment issues that have come through this committee, this legislature. And so do you know if anyone's asking for another ownership style of this particular the parcels that you've chosen?
No, I'm not aware of anyone that's asking for anything any different than what it's been used for. Right. This property here up in Fairbanks is mostly really wetlands. I mean, you can't build on it. You really can't do a lot with it. So it designated as the refuge is pretty much what it needs to be used for. So it's a recreational property.
Yeah, Dyson and I lived across the street for a couple years in the middle 60s, and what a delight.
Yeah.
It is literally a stop and refuel station for migratory birds headed north and south. And
it is
a significant one, I think, is it not, on the flyway?
It is. It is. And we have goose watchers right now that have put the pens on, and they're waiting for the goose to show up in Kramer's Field. It's nice hiking in that area. It's good for geocaching, that kind of stuff. And that's what's going on with the property right now. So,
yeah. Senator Michiki?
The preface talks about hunting. I happen to be a guy that loves to watch waterfowl, but also around September 1st likes to eat them. Is this particular piece of property open for waterfowl hunting as well?
Or? From my understanding, there's a little bit of hunting involved on this property.
Mm-hmm.
And that will still be allowed to happen, like trapping. I guess there's some trapping that's done out in the outskirts of the property lines right in that area from talking with a few people. And that was their concern, too, that they wanted to make sure they can still be able to do what they've been doing. And that's when Fish and Game said, yeah, we're not changing any of that. So
okay.
Senator Fairclough and Senator French.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative Higgins, are there natural boundaries so that as these 4 acres are included, in the parcel that people will know that it's part of the refuge now? Do you know? We just had that issue rise on another...
As far as natural boundaries go, no. I would say not. It's mostly flat in that area, other than it being real swampy. I mean, trust me, when you get out in that area with your four-wheeler, especially in the summertime, you know where you're at, and better get your winch out. Nothing to winch to, though, but you can try.
All right. Is there anything else you'd like to say? I'm sorry, Senator French.
Just to make sure I'm clear, this makes the refuge a little bit bigger, but doesn't change the way it's managed.
Exactly. It just makes it a little bit bigger, but... Yeah, management stays the same.
Any opposition to it in Fairbanks that you know of?
No. No opposition. Like I said, when we first started this, the original concern was, are they going to change what people have been doing for years? Right. And we took care of that right off the bat. So,
thank you. Thank you,
Chair. No, thank you. Online, we have Doug Vincent Lang, Alaska Department Fish and Game, available for questions, if any. See, Ben's here. Is there anyone else who wants to testify? Anybody online? All right. The chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move House Bill 246, version 28-LS1214/A from committee with individual recommendations and attach zero fiscal note.
Is there objection? Seeing none, House Bill 246 is passed on to the next committee or referral. I suspect that's
the floor.
Pardon? The floor.
Yeah.
The rules.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. I
hope so.
Are we adjourned? I don't know if we're adjourned.
Oh. Yeah, we're adjourned.